town is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
October 8th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you will hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world that can give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. And folks, I just want you to know that the deep state is getting so desperate, they are getting so desperate that they'll do anything, including starting a world war, which is exactly what's happening right now. The deep state's getting so desperate that both Mossad and MI6 sources confirm the attack on Israel by Hamas was orchestrated by Benjamin Netanyahu in order to create an excuse for mass slaughter of the Palestinian people. This is meant to be a sacrifice to Satan, intended to start a nuclear holocaust. They are all crying out to get help from their god, Satan. The Israeli military and Israeli people need to arrest Netanyahu and his satanic gangster followers. They are the ancient enemies of the Jewish people, and we need to finish them off once and for all. Believe me, he is on the list of people to be arrested. This is why the deep state is trying to destroy everything. You know, they'll do anything right now. They're cornered rats, and they'll do anything. Have you ever wondered why the cabal is trying to eliminate the middle class? This is happening worldwide. Just look at the attack on Israel. Just look at the Democratic-run cities like San Francisco, Chicago, and Philadelphia. They're real, you know, trash bins. And you will see the systematic degradation, the neglect, the homeless people, the stores and businesses closing because they're getting too many shoplifters. The reason is because they want to destroy the nation-state system. I've said this so many times on my show. Some of my listeners are still not getting it. See, they can't have this nation-state system. They especially want to destroy a system that's by the people and for the people. Does that make sense? Does that sound familiar? The United States is their target. They don't want the people to be free. They want to herd them like cattle and have artificial intelligence and the robots manage the herd and the whole world. This will make it easy for the few at the very top to have total control and, you know, with a push of a button on their mouse. I could easily build my case to say that one man is standing in their way, and that man is Donald Trump, and the left-wing cabal wants to eliminate him at any cost. You know the deep state is desperate when they bring out their superstar, Hillary Clinton, out of the woodwork to do an interview on the heels of the FBI announcing on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, via Newsweek, that 80 million plus Trump voters are domestic terrorists. Oh yeah, Newsweek came right out with an article saying that Trump's 80 million plus voters are domestic terrorists. The Hillary Clinton clone was on CNN the following Friday night saying that, oh, those MAGA extremists take their marching orders from Donald Trump, and at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to be done, something needs to happen, she says, the clone. Well, why all of a sudden this is such an emergency? Well, mainly because Trump says he will take over as Speaker of the House temporarily to help unify the Republican Party in chaos. Donald would be third in line to be president until the next speaker is chosen. Former President Donald Trump said Thursday that he would accept the House speakership temporarily to help unify the Republican House of Republicans. Trump is already expected to attend the House GOP's candidate forum on Tuesday, in a day or so from now. The ex-president Trump had already been teasing taking over the speaker's gavel on Truth Social on Wednesday, this past Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump said Thursday he was willing to step in to be Speaker of the House for up to 90 days to help unify the Republican Party that's in disarray after Kevin McCarthy's chaotic ousting. The former president is already expected to wade into the drama on Capitol Hill next week by appearing at a candidate forum for the race for House Speaker on Tuesday. Trump, who's willing and running for president again, when he spoke to Fox News Digital, said he would be open to briefly taking the job himself. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Have Trump come into the fake Washington and get things in order. And I quote, Trump said, "I've been asked to speak as a unifier because I have so many friends in Congress," Trump said. And I quote again, "If they don't get the vote, they have asked me if I would consider taking speakership until they get somebody longer term because I'm running for president," end quote. The Speaker of the House is third in line to the White House in order of presidential succession. Trump's Washington appearance is expected after he makes a presidential campaign stop in New Hampshire on Monday, that's tomorrow, and before he headlines a fundraiser in Palm Beach, Florida, on Wednesday. So Tuesday, he'll stop in to Capitol Hill and attend the forum. Trump has already been teasing doing the job. He posted a meme of himself sitting in the speaker's chair while holding a giant gavel this past Wednesday after a number of allies in the House put his name forward. If Trump decides to back a candidate in the race, it could be a boon for firebrand Republican Jim Gordon, a close ally who has led the fight against the so-called weaponization of the Justice Department against Trump from the House. Jordan is running for the job against number two Republican Steve Scalise, majority leader, after Kevin McCarthy was ousted from the job this past Monday. But Trump could technically become Speaker, as it's not required that a Speaker be a member of the House. And I quote, "If Trump becomes Speaker of the House chamber will be like a Trump rally every day," says Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, who wrote on Twitter, which is X. And again, she added, "It would be a House of MAGA." Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sarcastically chimed in, "No thanks, we're good. We've seen a Trump rally at the Capitol already." Republican Tim Bichert of Tennessee said he believes Trump coming to the forum will help unify Republicans around a candidate. "I think he'll do as he'll come in there and unify us, tell us to get behind somebody else." The GOP conference, currently led by the interim speaker, Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, has to agree to allow Trump to attend. Well, it would be unlikely that he'll bar the leader, of the party from the forum, his attendance would likely be met with silent groans from Republicans looking to bring order back to the House of Representatives. Trump at the candidate forum would only make a tremendous situation worse, one senior House GOP aide told Daily Mail. Anyone who thinks he has any chance of becoming speaker is a serious lawmaker interested only in media attention and social media engagement. Well, we probably think that that guy's probably a rhino. And according to House GOP conference rules, no one who has been indicted for a felony can serve in leadership. Trump has been indicted 4 times. However, there is a chance that Trump would try to be speaker, but not be a member of the House GOP conference. Leave it to Trump to make a deal. It's nearly impossible he would ever actually be elected speaker, and he has said he has focused on the presidential race. House members have been sent home to cool off until Tuesday, when they will come back for a contentious debate over who should lead the lower chamber. Whoever gets the job will be asked with presiding over a 4-vote majority in a conference where a succession of leaders have departed on difficult terms. McCarthy was ousted in a historical vote on a motion to vacate brought forth by GOP Rep. Matt Gaetz of Florida. Gaetz is a Trump loyalist who said he spoke to Trump by phone during McCarthy's final days and suggested Trump backed his efforts. But Trump also made a social media post where he asked why Republicans were fighting each other instead of Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, which seemed to urge them to kick it off. Why is it, Trump said, that Republicans are always fighting amongst themselves? Why aren't they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country, Trump posted. 8 Republicans sided with the entire Democratic caucus to push out their leader, making McCarthy the shortest-lived speaker in 140 years, and the first one ever to be pushed out in the middle of his term. But folks, the deep state is losing their grip on all fronts. United States Army Rangers on Wednesday upset FEMA's scheduled emergency broadcast and destroyed the central transmitter, but only after the wicked agency activated an alert that could have exposed patriots to federal harassment, my source in General Eric Smith's office revealed. As reported on this show in September, news that FEMA created a new emergency action system caught White Hats by surprise when they have captured FEMA's Mount Weather stronghold and its EBS in service since 1976. In March of 22, they captured Mount Weather and did not think the agency had the manpower and resources to erect a replacement so swiftly while the bulk of its leadership were drafting blueprints for smart FEMA camps and plotting to terrorize future victims of upcoming hurricane seasons. Dr. Johnny needs to get a little drink of water. So much better. FEMA's perfunctory announcement, the deep state habitually telegraphs its intent, prompted the White Hat Council to orchestrate a massive hunt for the EBS control center and primary tower. The search would pause missions in progress, required deploying thousands of boots on the ground as U.S. Army Cyber Command and Marine Corps Forces Cyber Space Command diligently monitored deep state chatter from Washington, D.C. to California and beyond. And the chatter they heard? a puzzling blend of incomprehensible babble meant to confound White Hat efforts. Throughout September, FEMA conspicuously mentioned 24 cities in 16 states. White Hats interpreted the unencrypted garble as misdirection, red herrings aimed at forcing the White Hat special forces to waste valuable time and assets. Nevertheless, General Smith, a smart guy, sent troops to the three alleged locations which held traps, squads of trigger-happy FEMA goons eager to squeeze off a few rounds at valiant Marines. In each case, though, the Marines outsmarted the dumb-witted feds, killing 36 in total and taking 5 prisoners, and in one engagement that took place in Roanoke, Virginia, a cowardly federal supervisor, the sole survivor of a blistering firefight, stood amid his bullet-filled comrades, windmilling his arms in the air, shouting, "Don't shoot, don't shoot, I give up, I give up." White Hats aggressively interrogated the prisoners, but none, including the supervisor, submitted to knowing the location of the EBS. They didn't know or were taught to resist interrogation. "Waterboarding is effective, so we think they're telling the truth," my source said. And then Cyber Command, he added, even interpreted a message claiming the EBS was in Ukraine, but General Smith dismissed the idea as folly. Although the deep state's presence in Zelensky's backyard is undeniable, FEMA has historically limited its operation scope in the continental United States and its protectorates. But in mid-September, federal fifth columnists approached the general's office with purported whereabouts of the EBS. However, their intel complicated the already exhausting search for each of the 4 fifth columnists, supplied contradictory details leading White Hats to conclude the diabolical feds were intentionally seeding disinformation within their ranks, possibly to ferret out traitors amongst them. The locations were vicinities of Denver, Colorado, Carrollton, North Dakota, Marietta, Georgia, Baker City, Oregon. Having no other concrete or anecdotal leads, General Smith and the White Hat Council posted expeditionary forces from the Marine Corps and the 75th Ranger Regiment to each city, while Cyber Command and White Hats at Special Force Command scrutinized satellite imagery for signs of recently built structures and cell towers or other type of installations. "It was a shot in the dark," my source said, "and since FEMA can easily repurpose existing ones." Meanwhile, the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment flew surveillance missions over the 4 cities as the task force indefatigably continued the hunt. Cyber Command informed General Smith that it could triangulate transmission source and jam or terminate the signal, but only after FEMA initiated the tests. "So our only choice is the worst. FEMA Director Diane Criswell could use that thing to instigate a new civil war," General Smith said. Among the White Hat's greatest fears was FEMA using the EBS to falsify a message with President Trump's voice, or the military engaging patriots to immediately arm themselves, lock and load, and storm government buildings from coast to coast in response to Biden regime's declaration of martial law and national disarmament, entrapping them as it had done the January 6th protesters alleged protesters. They really weren't protesting. A certain now discredited Fisk columnist had told General Smith that EBS would make cell phones explode and cause brain hemorrhages. While acoustic weapons are a reality, we've heard no reports of that happening. A far more likely scenario is the EBS caused phones to ping back GPS coordinates, install malicious software. That sort of nefarious activity was probably more along the lines of the deep state. Contrary to online rumors, it would never cause a zombie apocalypse. Unfortunately, search efforts were futile, so we had to wait and hope for the best. FEMA's EBS sent a screeching signal to millions of phones on Tuesday, or October 4th, but the chirping lasted only 6 seconds, not the 35 seconds for which FEMA had hoped. AV Cybersecurity isolated and tracked the source to an electrical power station 2 miles south of Golden, Colorado, and jammed the transmission. 20 minutes later, 4 Ranger trucks descended on the substation where FEMA agents masquerading as utility workers came dashing out of the maintenance building and a mobile command center. They ran straight to a hailstorm of gunfire from Rangers who had rappelled to the ground and from the door gunner on the MH-60 Black Hawk helicopter. When the smoke cleared, 17 FEMA agents lay dead in their own blood. Rangers entered the building and demolished the transmitter. FEMA's engineers, he explained, had found a way to convert a substation complex maze of transformers, relays, conductors, and gridwork into a makeshift antenna that pulsed a 5G signal to nearby cell towers, starting the cycle. We were expecting a fortified bunker or a subterranean fortress like Mount Weather, you know, but something that costs tens of millions of dollars to make. But nope, they clobbered it all together in haste, in the open, and cheap. And that's the problem, because they don't, they did it once, they can do it again real quick, my source said. In closing, he said the 2 Rangers sustained minor injuries and are expected to recover. So investigators from the U.S. Army's Criminal Investigation Division, CID, on Tuesday arrested Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen at a Maryland hotel, alleging that the deep state despot had engineered a diabolical scheme that clandestinely sent hundreds of billions of American taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky, far more than the $75 billion the criminal Biden regime has admitted to giving its felonious collaborator in Ukraine. A source in Criminal Investigation Division, Fort Liberty, North Carolina, field office revealed that investigators apprehended Janet Yellen and an unnamed associate outside the Meriwether Lighthouse Hotel in Baltimore at approximately 9:30 p.m. Yellen was shown a military arrest warrant charging her with treason and defrauding the United States of America before being shuttled to a processing center for investigation in Pensacola, Florida. He said Yellen seemed bewildered at the news and did not try to flee or resist. The associate, identified as Yellen's chauffeur and bodyguard, was jailed as an accessory to Yellen's crimes. The White Hat's investigation into Yellen's criminality began October of 2022 when the Assistant Secretary of Intelligence and Analysis, Shannon Courtless, voluntarily surrendered to JAG personnel in Pensacola, Florida, right across from the Officers Club, claiming she had helped Yellen conceal financial transactions whereby they unlawfully redistributed tens of millions of Treasury Department dollars to radical left organizations such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. At the time, Corliss offered JAG an SD card allegedly holding proof of her claims and potentially more incriminating evidence against Yellen. She said she was unable to access several password-protected files. The data in those files, JAG would later discover, implicated Yellen in financial crimes that exponentially surpassed the millions of dollar threshold. According to my source, Yellen used handsomely paid millions to funnel and minions to funnel Zelensky cash. She had a lot of different people taking that money out to Zelensky while obfuscating her own lawbreaking. There are smoking guns, many of them there. We can now prove the administration gave Ukraine over $50 billion, that's with a B, $50 billion 4 months before Vladimir Putin launched his special military operations in Ukraine. That's before Vladimir Putin launched his operation in Ukraine. $50 billion. For example, there is no public mention of these disbursements. Each transaction has the same common denominator, Yellen and the Treasury Department. It has taken a long time to catch this one. There are a few reasons this country has gone bankrupt, and she is one of them, my source said. He said Yellen was among the horde of deep staters to flee the United States once the regime despots suspected their names appeared on sealed indictments and learned that their various allies were being charged with, convicted of, and executed for high crimes. The word's getting around. The rats are not only turning on each other, they're jumping ship. Fearing arrest, Yellen left the U.S. for Eastern Europe in early November, and the timing somewhat coincided with Corliss handing JAG the SD card. Yellen had made several brief trips back to U.S. between then and May, but White Hats hadn't received word until after the fact. September 5th, we learned that Biden recalled her to the States. I can't detail how we found out or how we pinpointed her or why she was at a hotel out instead of her house. That's operational tactical secrecy, but there are reasons for all that. We had her under surveillance and in Maryland for a week. She'd be interrogated, and JAG will decide where she goes. Gitmo is her next stop. The following is a White Hat operation that I found particularly interesting. It's gruesome, and I'm warning you, this is something that you may not believe, but nevertheless, it is totally absolute fact. When I say we're battling Satanists, there's no question about it. I know most people will not believe it, but nevertheless, it's completely true. Dealing with two deep state lawmakers, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and House Representative John Sarbanes of Maryland, that's Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and House Representative John Sarbanes of Maryland, United States Special Forces on Sunday propitiously interrupted a satanic ritual where deep state lawmakers had fastened two prepubescent children, that's a little boy and a little girl, to sacrificial altars with plans to exorcise them for Baphomet, a demon allegedly worshipped by the Knights Templar in the 1300s, hoping the creature would destroy Donald Trump and his progeny. They all were doing this sacrifice for Baphomet, you know, the horn-hooved goat creature with boobs and big strong arms. Oh yeah, he's a transvestite and he eats children. So these deep staters, these Satanists, sacrificed children to him for thousands of years. Special forces arrived at the sacrificial lair in Mendocino National Forest, California, around 10 p.m. and saw five cloaked figures standing in a semicircle holding hands before a rectangular stone slab the width of two coffins. Worshippers of the goat-headed demon chanted, "Let Trump be gone! Let Trump be gone!" Their features flickering in the light of little tiki torches spaced across the area. Affixed to the altar were two small children, spread eagle, and held in place with ropes around their wrists and ankles and tent pegs staked to the ground, and they were screaming in the air. Also atop of the slab was a 2-foot-tall alabaster figure carved the likeness of Baphomet. A hooded worshiper in black robes had clasped a serrated knife between both hands and was holding it high above his head, poised to drive it deep into the boy's breastbone. When around from a suppressor-equipped rifle left a deep, dark cavity where his left eye used to be. The would-be murderer wobbled for a second and then collapsed as the other ritualist either fled on foot toward vehicles which special forces had already sabotaged or embedded, you know, liquid from their... They drank this liquid that was hanging from a teeny glass vials around their neck as necklaces that would look like shoestrings, and they drank that liquid. Three took a draft, asking Baphomet's blessing, and succumbed to whatever this fast-acting poison was, asking for Baphomet's blessing, and they drank the poison. As a special forces medic treated the helpless children, the other soldiers pursued the remaining duelist cultists into the underbrush, demanding they surrender. He must have had a firearm tucked beneath his robe. Special forces caught incoming fire, but the bullets struck and zipped harmlessly past them. A voice echoed in the darkness, "Baphomet, take me! Baphomet, take me!" A single discharge followed the unholy plea for salvation. He was already dead when special forces caught up with him a minute later. When he was yelling, "Baphomet, take me," he had put a pistol in his mouth and pulled the trigger. With the enemy defeated and the children saved, special forces egressed north on foot to a clearing at Plexkak Meadow Campground and requested exfiltration by helicopter. My source said this was a strange one. The kids are safe. They're at Camp Pendleton, hopefully recovering from a very traumatic experience. He provided the details on how General Smith's office had prescient knowledge of the thwarted sacrifice. At 5 o'clock p.m. Sunday, the fifth columnist, a network of federal intelligence operatives secretly working against the cabal, contacted the general's attaché claiming to have information on an imminent human sacrifice involving 2 kidnapped children whose identities he did not know and 2 deep state lawmakers, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon and House Representative John Sarbanes of Maryland. He had an audio recording of Wyden and Sarbanes talking about Baphomet and discussing their plans to offer their demon lord two children that midnight. At one point in the conversation, Wyden mentions Plescott Meadow Campground and draining them, and Saruman says, "I've taken care of everything." The ever-cautious General Smith, my source said, was naturally suspicious of the audio file, the tale of two obscure Democrats conspiring to murder kids in the woods to appease a mythical demon that might fix their Trump troubles. Seem impossibly fantastical. Nevertheless, the general had Marine Corps Forces Cyber Command forensically compare the voices on the file to known recordings of the Democrat despots. Experts found a 99.5 match, good enough for General Smith. He did not, however, exclude the probability of white hats strolling into a trap. General Smith spoke with 5th Special Forces Group Commander Brent Letterman, a very smart guy, and they decided to send a small team in to have a large Marine force on standby. A Special Forces detachment was at Pendleton and didn't need a long prep for the op. He added that they arrived near the campground undetected and determining where the sacrifice would take place in the dense forest. We didn't know who else would be there or how many or exactly where, or they had sentries in advance, so we were careful. A lot of variables to play. Sacrifice, midnight, campground, kids, and so forth. These monsters are probably pedophiles too. That's what we had, my source said. A Marine Corps C-4 53 Super Stallion helicopter inserted the team 2 miles east of the campground at 9 p.m. Upon arriving at Plescott Meadows, an hour later, Special Forces spotted 3 vehicles on the gravel connecting the campground to Forest Highway 7. The engines were still warm. The teams picked up a trail of multiple fresh footprints leading south. They advanced 500 yards and heard the "No More Trump" mantra. They kept saying, "Oh, please buff them up. No more Trump. No more Trump." Sarbanes was the guy with the knife, and Wyden blew off the back of his head. The fact is that we got lucky because this all went down before midnight. We never know if the time was meant to be set in stone or if they rushed for whatever reason. He added that a second team later recovered the deep state bodies, did a cleanse of the area, saying he could not presently disclose any more information about the other 3 names. The undeclared civil war in the West is intensifying despite a 45-day budget truce that keeps the U.S. corporation in business for now. The important point to note is that no money is being sent to Ukraine, meaning the Kassarian Mafia has no political bribe money from that source. Now that the fake Biden show won't be sending more funds to Ukraine laundry, this may end rather quickly without the U.S. aid. Europe will fold very fast. They want out as well, CIA sources reveal. In any case, MI6, CIA, White Hats, and Asian secret societies are now fully on the warpath. Here, for example, is MI6 reaction. I was looking at reports about Meghan Markle, whose sources say replace Hillary Clinton as the queen of the Satanists in the USA, is going to be appointed senator for California to replace the deceased Dianne Feinstein. We don't have any interest in her, but the interim means that the British royal family is all fired. And along with all that, you know, the queen's family contributed to her death as well. They are all up for the chop and good riddance and bad rubbish and a bunch of money-grabbing creeps, said MI6, our MI6 source. It turns out Merkel, who denies being a Satanist, turned down the job. Nevertheless, public confirmation of a change in UK power can be seen in British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and countermanding orders to send British troops to Ukraine. He's not doing that. We're also hearing from Asian secret societies that a purge has begun in Japan and other parts of East Asia. Here is a message from the Asians, and I quote, "The Asians' goal for 2024 is to put a definitive end to the indescribable evils and chaos generated by the polluting calamity of men whose insatiable appetite is only matched by their propensity to destroy everything around them." They're talking about the deep state. Let me tell you, they're tired of them. Let us start with the situation with the U.S. budget. The first thing we need to understand is the current U.S. system is broken and cannot be fixed, only replaced. The U.S. system is broken and cannot be fixed, and the government has, according to the St. Louis Fed and others, about $250 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities. That is $735,000 for each man, woman, and child in the country. It means if everybody spent their entire income without eating, paying rent, etc., to pay down the debt, it would take at least 23 years. And we see on another chart where 22% of the U.S. economy activity is based on physical reality. Only 22% is actual physical reality. The rest is just YouTubers and just graph and financial advisors. It's just all a bunch of graphs, because half all of Wall Street on the floor, you know, there on the street, is all run by AI. But only 22% of our U.S. economy is actually based on physical reality of you know, products being sold and so forth. Benjamin Fulford's own experience is a metaphor for what America and the Western people will go through as the bankruptcy of the corporation dictatorship takes place. At Forbes, Benjamin was given a high salary and only had to produce 18 stories per year. He was a writer for Forbes. The combination of high wages and low work quota was soul-destroying, and he was a decadent hedonist as a result. Last year, he mentions that as a freelancer, he wrote well over 100 articles and published 4 books and felt great with plenty of time to play. This is what the entire West is about to go through as the fiat money is cut off. In case you don't think it will be cut off, take a look at what is happening to the Federal Reserve Board fountain of fiat. They are being forced to lay off hundreds of staff due to the unprecedented losses. Even Janet Yellen has been arrested. This means all the political kabuki theater in Washington, D.C. is going to end soon. The other thing to note is that the fiat system is being sucking money out of the average American person since 1971, when I graduated from high school, when the U.S. dollar was taken off the gold standard by Richard Nixon. And in those days, before the Khazarian Mafia took over the auto workers union, the average car assembler earned enough money to own a house and car, plus support a family. Now the average auto worker income earner, who makes around $71,200 a year, can afford the medium price home in 99% of the 575 counties examined. That is why nothing short of a revolution followed by a jubilee will restore prosperity and order to the average American and other Western debt slaves. Make no mistake, a revolution's already begun in the worst way possible, with chaos and disorder as mobs rampage. In some recent signs of this, Target, the department store, has been forced to close 9 of its stores across 4 states because of theft and crime. Meanwhile, mass looting is taking place in most U.S. cities, with Philadelphia being the most recent example. The only hope seems to be martial law. However, the other thing to understand is that the U.S. military is now, in fact, working for the Chinese, whether they realize it or not. This is because the Chinese are paying to support U.S. military operations around the world. They're part of the White Hat team. In the real world, it is mostly Chinese, Japanese, and Saudi Arabian money that is financing the U.S. government and its operations around the world, because they're all part of the Brexit, of the BRICS. You know, one for one fiat, instead of the fiat dollar, they got their own BRICS dollar or ruble or, you know, South African dollar, whatever, or the dinar. We decided it's cheaper to feed a guard dog than it is to fight a hungry wolf, Asian Secret Society sources explain. In a sign of this world military change, China and Saudi Arabia will hold joint military drills next month, aiming to deepen practical and friendly cooperation between the two militaries and improve the level of practical training for the troops. Just think Donald Trump when you hear all that, okay? The Chinese and the Saudis were working together. They, you know, just think Donald Trump, because they're all in the White Hat team. By the way, if anyone thinks the U.S. would win a war against China, the U.S. military just leaked the news. China could build a new naval vessel at the rate of 232 times greater than the United States. The same applies to tanks and missiles, etc. Also, the sudden floods that hit New York City after the fake Joe Biden threatened the world with weather warfare is a clear sign the U.S. military does not have a monopoly on weather weapons. Of course, the presence of nuclear weapons means that, in reality, any total war between China, Russia, and the U.S. would just destroy the planet, so neither side expects to fight each other. Instead, they're likely to reach some sort of deal, which they already have. The U.S. military, under the new leadership of Charles Q. Brown, I love this guy, is now expected to transform itself from an enforcer for Satan-worshipping oligarchs into a planetary protection force. Their new job will be to protect the weak and the vulnerable. Of course, there's going to be a reckoning first. The U.S. military, under the traitor Mark Milley, tried its hardest to kill 90% of humanity in order to keep its satanic overlords in power. It has now been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt the U.S. military carried out a bioweapon and electromagnetic attack, followed by the use of toxic vaccines in an attempt to genocide on a planetary scale. I saw graphs that show excess mortality in Germany and Japan following the force injection campaign. Similar numbers have been seen in other countries like Canada and the United States. It's gruesome. Unfortunately, I need to inform you that over 2,000 peer-reviewed scientific papers are proving the toxicity of the gene-altering toxic injections. Public prosecutors around the world are encouraged to be filing charges against local vaccine criminals. This is mass murder on a scale never seen since World War II. In Japan, Professor Takayuki Miyasakawa from Kyoto University, one of Japan's leading virologists, is raising the alarm after discovering evidence strains of COVID have been manufactured. Other scientists have pointed out mass deaths caused by vaccines. Underworld figures and right-wingers are planning to take matters into their own hands if the police do not prosecute the proven vaccine mass murderers there. A lot of oligarchs are also going to be facing justice soon. In one of the many signs, Google is criminally responsible. YouTube removed a very good video of Mike Tyson where Robert F. Kennedy says, quote, "The real money is not in the vaccines, it's in the remedies being sold for the injuries from the vaccines," unquote. Another proven criminal is Bill Gates, who asked President Trump in 2017 to not investigate his vaccines, and I quote, Bill Gates said, it's a dead end, that would be a bad thing, don't do that. He showed his guilt right off the bat. Now that the truth is out, let's get the nooses ready. The vax weakened immune system, and 50% of them died through the bacterial pneumonia building up in the mouth and the lungs due to wearing masks. It causes hypoxia. The remaining deaths are caused by other vax side effects. Zero people died directly from the Spanish flu. Sound familiar? They died from the mask and getting pneumonia wearing the mask. By the way, Polish intelligence have informed us about a certain Dr. Dmitry Dakakalakis, that the smallpox coordinator in the White House. He is Biden's highest paid employee, known for his desecration of Christ and obsession with Satan and the occult. Dakakalakis, who turns 50 later this year, joined Biden's staff less than a year ago. In that short period of time, he earned $260,000 or more, the highest salary in the White House, not including the president himself. Why haven't we heard of him before? Also, Elon Musk just posted his video about the vaccines, and I'm going to bring you more information after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny, your host. I was just going over some things about the vax, how deadly it is. Elon Musk posted on his in this video on X, which is used to be Twitter, about vaccine not being effective. Another video shows all the vaccine companies moving their headquarters to Ukraine. That should make you suspicious. The evidence is no longer deniable. War crimes tribunals are now inevitable. I mean, that should raise flags right there that all the vaccine companies have moved their headquarters to Ukraine. So you know they're heading for the hills. The individuals illustrated all face death penalties if found guilty by these tribunals, all these vaccine companies. These people know they are doomed now, and their plan to kill 90% of humanity and permanently enslave the rest has failed. This probably explains why an Indian diplomat of Justin Trudeau's behavior while he was in India this past September. My wife saw him at the Delhi airport and said that Trudeau looked depressed and stressed. We don't know the reason. I don't know the reality, but social media and some credible rumors suggest his plane was full of cocaine. He also missed the president's dinner, as some people say he was not in his senses due to the drug consumption. So seeing this, nothing can be said about what goes on in his mind. Nothing he says, you can count on it. It's almost certainly going to, on his mind, the upcoming death squad, by a firing squad. You know, he can't go in public in Canada. Trudeau, true to Nazi custom, has been burning all books published in 2008 or earlier because they do not fit his regime's propaganda standards by public materials. But for public materials, Trudeau further proved his guilt by inviting Yaroslav Hunka, an SS Glacky Nazi, to speak to great applause to the Canadian Parliament. Hunka's forces were responsible for at least 1.5 million deaths in the Ukrainian war during World War II against Ukraine. In case you do not know, Adolf Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf about enslaving and then killing 90% of humanity. In other words, the Nazis were saboteur Frankist Jews, or what is now referred to as the Khazarian Mafia. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, which represents Jewish federations across the country, said it deeply is troubled by the incident. However, in a sign many of them are still brainwashed, they added that Canada's Jewish community stands firmly with Ukraine in its war against Russia aggression. So they're really brainwashed. Here's the thing that the so-called leader of Ukraine, Vladimir Putin, has proven time and time again through his actions that he is a Nazi. Look at his stamp that he issued commemorating Hunka as just one small mountain of evidence. He shows the swastika right there. The Jewish organization now need to denounce on their record the genocide of Ukrainian men carried out by Zelensky these past couple years in cooperation with Yevgeny Prigozhin of the Wagner Group and others. Zelensky's men forcibly grabbed hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian men off the streets and sent them to be killed by artillery. Russian FSB sources confirmed Zelensky and his generals gave precise artillery coordinates to Prigozhin in order to ensure the Ukrainian men were killed within 4 hours of arriving at the front. The defenseless Ukrainian women and children left behind were then sold off as sex slaves or for organs trafficking and harvesting. Over 60,000 children were tortured to death in order to harvest adrenochrome. The Russian foreign minister is actively collecting information in Kiev's crimes against minors. The ministry's ambassador at large in charge of overseeing the Kiev regime crimes, Rodion Mashinik, has said the Security Service of Ukraine and the State Bureau of Investigation are scrutinizing General Volodymyr Zelensky, Commander-in-Chief of the and also the Commander-in-Chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces for high treason. High-ranking officers have already been interrogated, including Joint Forces Commander and former commander of the Southern Zone. Zelensky cannot return to Ukraine because he faces certain arrests and execution. One day many will hang their heads in shame when they realize the evil they defended and the heroes they ridiculed. There is also now a reckoning about to take place in the former Yugoslavia where similar crimes were carried out decades ago by the Bill Clinton operation that broke up the former Yugoslavia. Fake U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirms a large Serbian military deployment along the border with Kosovo has been taking place over the past week. This includes advanced artillery, tanks, and mechanized infantry units. Since most countries in the world do not recognize the criminal state Kosovo, nothing's going to stop the Serbians from destroying the Satanist nest there, Serbian intelligence agency sources agree. Human slavers are also being rounded up by the West. For example, a school coach and three Disney employees were among the 219 people arrested in a human trafficking sting in Polk County, Florida. Dan Andrews, Premier of Victoria, Australia, who presided over some of the world's longest and most draconian COVID lockdowns, has officially resigned. In reality, he is under arrest and will disappear from the scene, according to Australian intelligence. There is also a mass populist revolt against the satanic ruling oligarchy and their slave political actors. In Slovakia, Russian-leaning populist Robert Fico just won another election. Fico tapped into the anti-mask sentiment as well as halting military aid for Ukraine. They all voted for him. They like that. In Germany, two-thirds of the population want the country to accept fewer immigrants as skepticism about immigration is growing. In Poland, an estimated 1.5 to 2 million people staged massive protests in favor of changes in the management of Poland organized by the Civic Coalition with slogans like, "We want normality, we will hold fraudsters and thieves accountable." In Israel, tens of thousands of people rallied nationwide on Saturday night against the government's judicial overhaul of the 39th week. 39 weeks in a row, the people of Israel are rallying nationwide. In Sweden, the prime minister summoned the head of the military to discuss how the armed forces can help police deal with an unprecedented crime wave caused by hundreds of thousands of military-aged male immigrant asylum seekers. Well, we saw that coming. Mostly from the Middle East and Africa. Big crime wave since all those middle 20s males have entered in Sweden. The Swedes are starting to take the law into their own hands. A 26-year-old taxi driver from the Middle East was reported for raping a 14-year-old girl in Sweden. Then he was found hanged in a nature reserve. Now the girl, her boyfriend, and three of his brothers are suspected of the very painful murder. This is not about economic refugees seeking better life. As evidence, the World Economic Forum has taken control of several American military bases in Panama and is orchestrating a flood of immigrants that are heading toward the U.S. southern border in the millions. It sure looks like England has been conquered by migrants, all part of the Khazari Mafia World Economic Forum agenda. Cause disruption, cause chaos, and split the countries apart. That's what the Khazari Mafia and World Economic Forum want to do. This has nothing to do with race, and by the way, it's all about immigrants obeying local rules and laws, and as you can see, the United Kingdom Home Secretary is saying multiculturalism has failed. As we mentioned at the top of this report, military white hats in the Pentagon, the CIA, and MI6 are promising they will finally take action. The baton is in your hand now, General Q. Brown, they said. If you disappoint us, consequences will be the greatest disaster for the American civilization since it began just a few thousand years ago. All you need to do is obey the law and arrest the mass murderers, no matter how powerful or influential they are. As I said earlier on this show, the deep state is doing anything they can to get rid of Trump. The white hat liaison embedded in Trump's business properties, they got spies. The deep state's got spies all over Trump's properties. And one of them has been detained, a Trump Organization employee suspected of illicitly accessing company servers and sending stolen files to deep state assets like Letitia James and Judge Arthur Ergaranon, my Mar-a-Lago source revealed. To which James is the sinister New York Attorney General who vowed to destroy Trump as part of her campaign pledge in 2019, and Ergaranon is a feeble liberal judge presiding over James' frivolous case, which alleges that President Trump defrauded banks and financial institutions by overvaluing properties to secure loans, a claim Trump has vehemently denied and demonstrably disproven. Ergaranon is also chummy with Jill Biden, their buddies, having twice attended her birthday parties in Delaware, a fact that the mainstream media has conveniently ignored. Ergaranon also visited the Oval Office 7 times during Hussein Obama's unstoppable 8-year reign. His and James's ties to the deep state prove they are working alongside the regime to prevent Donald J. Trump's re-ascension to his rightful place in the Oval Office behind the Resolute Desk. And their minions are many. They got them all dotted through the Trump properties. On October 5th, a carefully vetted security guard at Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, was patrolling the first floor when he spotted an ajar door that opened into the building's climate-controlled server room. Inside, he saw what he took to be a technician performing after-hours maintenance on a terminal who got spotted and bolted past the guard and into the hallway. He dashed to a stairwell with the guard, who radioed for help in pursuit. A security team intercepted the wayward technician in the staircase and identified him as hotel employer Chester Dominguez, a pastry chef who had worked at a different Trump Organization property before signing on with the Vegas Hotel in April. They found him on a portable SD card reader and an RFID card he had used to open the server. They found on him these two ID cards to open the doors. These cards are tightly controlled, my source said from Mar-a-Lago. They're not programmed like room keys are at registration. They are only a certain number out there at any given time, and the frequency is changed periodically for security reasons. All known cards are accounted for, so we don't know how he got his, especially since he doesn't want to talk. The SD card found in Dominguez held the hotel's incoming and outgoing financial transactions over the past 3 years. Nothing conspicuously unusual, nothing that wasn't already a matter of public record. A comprehensive background check suggested that Dominguez was who he seemed to be, a top-notch pastry chef and Culinary Institute American graduate. He had no criminal record besides a few traffic citations. When the president's people searched Dominguez Henderson's apartment, They found hard copies of financial records from the Trump Organization property he had previously worked at, Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago. They also found physical address book with telephone numbers with Letitia James and Judge Argaron and Special Counsel Jack Smith's offices. Strange a cook would need all these numbers, huh, said my source. President Trump has nothing to hide, so we didn't know what this guy was looking for. There's always a chance he could have put something malicious in the network, and that is being checked out as we speak. We tried, how should I put this, some general persuasion on Dominguez, but he hasn't broken. He's not talking. Ask what President Trump plans to do with the cyber theft pastry chef. He added his status right now is detained until further notice. Senior JAG prosecutor Rear Admiral Jonathan Stevens set a double precedent last week at Camp Bloss in Guam, my source said, that Stevens unilaterally convicted U.S. Army Major of treason among other egregious crimes and ordered that he be hanged at once. I had a few of my listeners and maybe a couple of students, they were upset that they tried a group of these people at one time in one trial. But you have to understand, folks, that this group, and I'll explain right now, as reported in August, White Hats arrested 167 Fort Drum personnel who staged live fire war games to prepare for a future battle against supporters of President Donald J. Trump, like maybe at a rally. Among the lot were Commander Sergeant Major Nima Marvis, whom JAG executed September 21st, and his superior officer, Major David Dunbar, the ring leader. Although JAG had intended to collectively prosecute the 165 E1s and E6s in mid-September, it postponed the procedure because many of the initially reticent soldiers had a last-minute empathy and some, you know, a Jesus, coming to Jesus moment and became talkative ostensibly for a deal besides death. My source neither confirmed nor denied the existence of any plea bargains, but he told that the 47 black hats grew weary of languishing in 6x9 foot cells and apologized for willfully and knowingly obeying unlawful orders. A handful admitted guilt without an explanation. They claimed that the jackbooted Major Dunbar led the company with an iron fist, often punishing subordinates for innocuous infractions, questioning Biden's commitment to Ukraine and crediting Donald Trump for anything. So if you said anything nice about Donald Trump, you'd be reprimanded by Dunbar. After asking questions about being ordered not to ask questions and so on, two said Dunbar extrajudicial punishments, including extinguishing cigarettes in the soldiers' arms, with one reportedly showing JAG investigators a forearm encrusted with a dozen pockmarks, his crime speaking too softly when pledging allegiance to President Biden, the mourner said. On the morning formation, JAG found the stories dubious and consider ascribing the wounds of self-harm as these soldiers idolized Biden and displayed a hatred for Trump before signing military contracts. And July 1st reported on the regime's widespread plan to rebuild the armed forces with immoral soldiers that value profit and the New World Order over the nationalism and the Constitution. The proliferation of crooked officers and recruiters has grown exponentially since Biden stole the 2020 election and appointed Lloyd Austin Secretary of Defense, and White Hats have sworn to purge the military of them, a challenging undertaking to say the least. My source said these bad apples are rotten to the core, and there's so many of them. Don't think that all these traitors are off the hook, because they're not. JAG wanted to hear what they had to say, the truth and the lies. One thing's for sure, Dunbar was rotten through and through. On September 22nd, 3 days before Dunbar would have faced a tribunal, he punctured his attorney's hand with a pencil while they sat in an office discussing his defense. He stabbed his attorney's hand with a pencil, the guy that's there to protect him. Though handcuffed, he had somehow palmed the pencil and driven it into the back of the lawyer's hand, causing a commotion that alerted the MPs and the opposite side of the door. It was the second time in 2 weeks Dunbar had turned violent. A week earlier, he had assaulted another inmate in the shower, saying that he would rather have beat the you-know-what out of Donald Trump, but threatened to murder all of JAG, and he beat up the guy in the shower instead, while yelling, "I want to beat up Trump," and beating up the guy in the shower. The next day, September 23rd, Admiral Stevens informed JAG leadership he was canceling Dunbar's proper tribunal and instead holding a bench trial forthwith. Neither JAG nor Dunbar nor his lawyer objected. The lawyer's already been stabbed by this guy, so he didn't object to not having the trial. They met promptly in court, and Admiral Stevens found Dunbar guilty of treason, conspiracy, and committed to commit murder, conducting unbecoming aggravated assault, aiding and abetting the enemy, and forced fraud and coercion. Dunbar was stripped of rank, issued a dishonorable discharge, and taken to the gallows to be hanged. "What? I'm supposed to be scared?" Dunbar said 2 hours afterwards, as the hangman put the rope around his neck and a cloth over his head. "I'll die with honor more than you understand," he bellowed, addressing the admiral, apparently. "Hang him," said Admiral Stevens, and ordered, "You cuff my hands, but you'll never..." That was as much as he could get off. His final words trailed into a guttural, gurgling sounds as the floor beneath his feet swung open. He was pronounced dead 9 minutes later at 3:45 p.m. So, crime doesn't pay. And if you're working for the deep state, you're pushing the jab, you're sacrificing children and stealing organs, if you're moving fentanyl, your days are numbered. Now, most people who've heard my show may not remember anything unique or particular about the information. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Because in all cases, I mix it up with telling about the latest news, good health, and how I became delirious. It's a fascinating story, and I'm sure many of you have heard it. But whether my patients, students, and listeners are aware of it or not, there's always key information in my show that's not found anywhere else. I always provide useful takeaways that can help you survive and save your life and live better for another day, or maybe another week or another month or maybe another decade. With some information, it's so simple, the takeaways are overlooked because of our fast-paced lifestyle today. Now, if you will allow me, I wanted to review some of the high points from these past 6 months that I've made on my show, my Master Survivor Program, Beyond PhD, and the Master Survivor University and why they're so unique. It's not only different from conventional wisdom, but in many cases the information to help your lives is much more effective and much easier for you to do. Cheaper, that's for sure. For now, with these important points, I will just call it Johnny's Takeaways. Some are philosophical, some are technical, while some are good old-fashioned common sense. So I will try to make it fun because I believe doing it that way, it will be remembered if it's fun. And in that way, maybe in the future, you will be only recalling one or two key points, and that maybe that very thing that you really need to help is going to help you survive. Because when a health crisis strikes your house, some of Johnny's takeaways can make all the difference during that golden hour, avoiding serious complications, eliminating emergencies, and saving you money. For example, let me give you one quick remedy, free of charge. If you think you're getting a heart attack and you're in your house, in other words, you hear that pain, you feel that pain in your chest, well, real quick, simple solution. Get some cayenne pepper, some hot sauce. Cayenne pepper is hot, or jalapeno pepper, or any pepper for that matter. But the red peppers are good because they've got more heat index. And just eat one of those in your mouth. And even though you have that pain in your chest, that big jolt of heat in your mouth will help open your arteries. It'll help open your capillaries. It'll help open your circulation to decrease the pain and the circumstances of what could be an ongoing heart attack or heart cardiovascular failure. So if you're at home, you have that pain in your chest, and you, oh my God, it's killing me. Well, get some pepper. Get some Tabasco sauce, you know, from McElhaney, Louisiana, and just dump it in your mouth. Just dump the squirts in your mouth and get that hot sensation to where you're sweating. That is going to open up your circulation immediately, which will immediately decrease the problem of your heart attack, because most heart attacks or most heart problems or cardiovascular problems come from blocked arteries and veins and capillaries. So getting that first dose of hot pepper in your mouth creates this sweat. You start tearing. That opens up your circulation, and it'll probably save your life. Okay? So that's one quick solution to remember if you ever get that pain in your chest. Go to the kitchen cabinet, get the hot, spicy, the hottest thing you got. Tabasco sauce, Cholula, hot sauce. If you got peppers in the refrigerator that are hot, eat one and chew it up and get that sweat going because it's so damn hot. That's going to save your life. Okay. So Johnny's takeaway number one, impatience versus being responsible. And I might add, being informed brings success. So being informed about a chest pain and just getting that hot pepper, that, you know, don't be impatient. Just get that hot pepper and start eating it. So again, Johnny's takeaway number one, impatience is versus being responsible. Anyone today, whether they're a politician, priest, marketer, luminary, soldiers, or professionals who are successful in their relationships, careers, and their health, have one thing in common. They have mastered the art of the routine. That sounds so simple, doesn't it? They've mastered the art of the routine. Even those unusually gifted people that many people call eggheads or brainiacs that seem not to have any structure in their day still maintain their own habits. On the outside, they may seem so scattered and unorganized to you. Their hair is messed up. To you, you know. But they would not be successful if they were not consistent. During their routine, they are gaining unique insights and making note of them and visualizing them even more. Because they are responsible, they work to understand how these insights can help improve their lives. They find more insights that fit their lifestyle because they are informed and they are fine-tuning all those insights to benefit their routine. This is what brings their health and success. So Johnny's takeaway number one is stay informed and be responsible. Embrace the routine and build on it and improve it. Johnny's takeaway number two, dumbed down robot versus self-determination. Boredom is a gift. I couldn't say it loud enough. Boredom is a gift. So Johnny's takeaway number two is dumbed down robot versus self-determination. No matter what religion you follow, no matter if you believe in God or not, no matter what field you've been trained in, most of life is just a routine. The main problem most people have is they get bored with their routine. In most cases, this boredom happens when they are about to make a breakthrough and gain insight to see how to do things better than ever before. They lose their motivation during their boredom because they see that vision, they don't see that vision because they're bored and they lose their motivation. So they don't, you know, when you get bored, that's a trigger, that's a sign. And people will, you know, usually get bored with their routine and they'll stagnate and will never break through to the other side and see that insight that's trying to break through and show you improvement in your life. The innovation that's just waiting to be discovered. I'm telling you, when I was in prison, I said to myself, I'll take the boring routine over this any day. Once I got out, I was so happy because boredom is truly a gift. Boredom triggers their apathy. This should be a clue that better things are about to happen. You're on the verge of something. Yet, this is the fate of a dumbed-down robot. Most people just follow orders in their bean counters and dumbed-down robot. They equate boredom with failure or not measuring up. This is why many people feel so insecure, because boredom to them is, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Oh my God. They're failing to see the gift of boredom. That's their biggest mistake. They're failing to see the gift of boredom. That's their biggest mistake. Because just think about it. If you're bored, there's really nothing wrong. You're not in any danger. If you're bored, that means everything is really okay. Nothing's really happening, right? But they should have a different mindset and look at boredom as a gift of freedom. Because you have to be free for boredom to even occur. Think about it. If you're bored, you are free. Let that one sink in. In prison, I said, oh, I want that bored everyday routine because I'll be free. Just think about it. Let that sink in. With freedom, you can do anything because you have more time. If you're bored, that means you have plenty of time to really investigate what's trying to break through. A set routine may seem boring at first, but you can innovate your insights to manifest the results of a healthy living that you want. This is how self-determination works, to consistently achieve your goals. Johnny's takeaway number two is see boredom as a gift. This is your time to discover what's trying to break through. Johnny's takeaway number 3, compliance versus reason. I'll repeat it, compliance versus reason. One thing in all of my shows that you'll hear and all of my articles that I write, I talked about was reaching to the mind control of advertising, you know, the reaction to the mind control of advertising or fear mongering of the mainstream media. They'll put out fear 90 miles an hour. I mean, everywhere you look, it's fear, 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 fear. Trust me, the network news channels are working directly with the advertisers and counting on you being bored, fearful, insecure, and a dumbed-down robot. So you'll just obey what they say. Trust me, all the mainstream media is directly working with advertisers who are counting on you being bored. Remember, boredom is a gift, but most people don't see it that way. So they're counting on you being bored, fearful, insecure, and a dumbed-down robot. They want you to be fearful, be a fearful robot, ready to be programmed to buy their product. Here's the key. If everyone sees boredom as a gift and realize the freedom they already have, then they would never be fearful and they would see through the mind control, the deep state, the mainstream media, and the medical charlatans are trying to do. This will save you time and money. For example, people order or buy something that they saw on TV, like a face mask, under the belief that it will help them not get sick and stay alive. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are notorious for planting these types of fearful thoughts in people's minds, and people went out and bought masks just because Dr. Deborah Birx said so. Everyone believes them because they are the experts. Many times you will see these reports followed by fast restaurant sales pitches, hit with fear and then get them relief with a Happy Meal and a clown to boot. You know, the Ronald McDonald clown? And most people don't realize that most Big Mac burgers have 7% human tissue in the meat. 7% of the McDonald's burgers are from child's meat from abortions. Oh yeah. Once they get all the organs, they just grind up the rest of the body and sell it to McDonald's. And about 7% of that burger is children's meat. Look it up. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Research it. Go out and research it yourself. We see the special report on TV, and then everyone has to get the latest flu shot because the local medical experts said so. But in order to make it work, they have to hype the fear up and make the false promises that this is all for your safety to keep things moving. What I have seen is most people will react and do things out of impulse, and too few people do enough research and never apply critical thinking before they make those purchases. The Master Survivor Program is not about impulse reaction. It's about having your mind, body, and life under your control and knowing more about your body for survival. It is about finding your true chemistry and addressing those needs using food. There is a prudent method to do that. Go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program and read number 1. That's the HTMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, $226 to see what chemistry you have in your body. And then Dr. Johnny can give you a roadmap for recovery. once I know the chemistry. It is not fear-mongering or impulsive compliance, which is really only a guessing game. I've been doing this laboratory analysis for over 40 years. I never guess, and I don't play games. If people do their hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, they will only take supplements and eat foods that they need according to their chemistry. As a result, they will stay balanced and never get sick. Just ask my patients. But the fast food industry, big pharma, and the mass media are all working together on the boob tube, the TV, to dazzle us with fear tactics, temptation, with their high-octane news reporting that drives the spur-of-the-moment decisions to get the face mask while you get out and get that Big Mac. This impulsive activity and temporarily eliminates people's boredom and fear, but little do they realize it's a trap. Dr. Johnny's takeaway number 3 is, you should not comply to do things before research, and you don't have to, because if you were informed, you would know that when there are fear tactics involved, it's probably not healthy or in your best interest to comply with the demands you see on television. With reason, you realize that when you comply, you are acting on your entrailed impulse to become compliant in the mind control of the mass media and all their mind control that they do. And just remember, reason is panic's worst enemy. So always apply reason before your decision. And usually most people have that mild panic and they impulsively buy that face mask or get the vaccine because, hey, I don't want to die, I'll get the shot. That's all mind control. Dr. Johnny knows about this firsthand. Just because the TV or the doctor says you have to does not mean you have to. Dr. Johnny knows all about it. When the doctors played on my fear and said I was going to die, and they presumed and pressured me to get the liver transplant, when I refused, it made them angry because they knew they could not make me do it because they did not have my consent. With the right information, sound judgment, and basic common sense, reason will always override impulse and really show us how to avoid the compliance trap. The hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, will show only the food and supplements you need to follow. So in the long run, by following the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, you save money and you're healthier and you don't get sick. This is one thing you can do to stay balanced in your mind and your body and avoid disease, and once and for all, avoid the compliance trap. Remember, you always have choices in your diet as well as your health. The question is, will you make the right one? Will you make the right choice? Johnny's takeaway number 3 is, use reason when implementing a decision for what you do and what you are about to eat. Is it for your health, or are you going to be another victim of the compliance trap of mind control? It's really up to you. Johnny's takeaway number 4, today's convenience versus yesterday's wisdom. Before the handheld calculators, I did all my basic math at work and in business, adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing in my head or on scratch paper. For the last 25 years, I used a calculator and recently noticed when I tried, I could not do those simple calculations I used to do in my head anymore. It was just easier to grab the calculator and get an answer in a snap. I believe using a calculator for even the simplest math is not healthy for my brain. just like I found it easier to eat fast food, but when I started doing that, I did not realize just how bad all those chemicals are and how unhealthy it was for my body. I soon was not getting the right diet, and by using a calculator, my brain was not as sharp with numbers as it was before. So I was getting more unhealthy, and my brain was working slower. Both modern conveniences had degraded my quality of life. When I was getting into recovery from hepatitis, addiction, and cirrhosis, I stopped all fast food and made everything at home from scratch. The health benefits from my own cooking far outweighed the convenience of getting something that I craved that I thought tasted good. Before, I truly believed in eating all those fast foods because it was fast and easy, but soon I learned that was the major contributor that led me to getting sick to begin with. Soon in recovery, I made the right choice. I had to relearn how to cook. I remembered what my mom and grandmother used to do by eating everything that was fresh cooked from the garden and their barn. And today, I know this is one of the reasons why I felt so much better visiting my grandmother. But during my recovery, it's obvious I had to make some choices between today's convenience versus yesterday's wisdom. Eating food like my mother and grandmother made was more work, but I healed faster, and soon I learned it was worth the work to feel good and not get sick and help my body recover and get back to normal. Once I started doing it this way, it was not work anymore because it became my routine, and then it was easy. I still use handheld calculators sometimes, but today I'm doing more simple calculations in my head like I used to in the old days. It took some practice to retrain my brain, but now it's easier. I also grow as much food as I can in my garden and will cook my food from scratch. Over and over again, I'm finding my mom and grandparents were wise to keep improving the insights from their parents and working them into their routine with good planning and good food. You're just healthier. So Johnny's takeaway number 4 is to avoid the modern convenience when it comes to your health and your mind. Make your own meal following the diet and supplement schedule of the HCMA. This will help you have better chemistry and not get sick again. Johnny's takeaway number 5, status quo versus survival. Status quo versus survival. When I refused the liver transplant, I was definitely not following the status quo, meaning I did not do what the doctor said. Oh, boo-hoo. Consequently, I suffered from a lot of ridicule. They all told me I was going to die. But I decided not to believe them anymore. Because of my stubborn attitude, they even said I was not thinking right and called me delirious. Now I'm sure, right now, hearing this, you're wondering, gosh, is Johnny really going to tell me to ignore the advice of my doctor? The answer is no. But what I am suggesting is if you don't like your doctor's diagnosis and treatment, plan to get another opinion. Because don't forget, there are many different ways to deal with a health issue. Don't let any one person like a doctor convince you that their way is the only way to survive. No, no, no. Just think about it. If anyone tells you you have to do what they say or else you will die, that sounds like the mafia to me. Get other options. Allow me to go further with some different points. Don't expect to find what you need in natural cures on the internet. These days, the Google search does not do much good as most of the real story has been eliminated as of the last few years, Google has been aggressively barring results from searches for natural cures on the internet. Many natural health sites are systematically eliminated from a search because they are on the no-show list. If you are lucky and pay money, maybe your health advice site or products will be shown if they have an advertisement. You know, if you pay, you know, it, you know, you pay to play, as they say, and generally speaking, Google and Wikipedia will not show anything favorable when it comes to holistic or natural health remedies these days. My advice is to do some phone calling and check with some naturopathic schools like Pasteur in Washington State or Trinity in Warsaw, Indiana, about different options, but particularly ask about any books and authors of those books, and then the remedies to help you understand and solve your problem. You can also email me anytime you ask me where to find natural remedies for your health issue. I'll be happy to point you in the right direction and perhaps also provide some solutions. Just go to my website, TheMasterSurvivor.com, and click on the blue consultation tab and send me a note, and I'll get you your answers. I'll probably tell you about my Master Survivor program because, hey, for less than $600, you can get everything you need and get healthy and back to normal. But I need that hair. That's the first step. Get that hair. I'll get that hair and find your chemistry, and then I can give you a roadmap for recovery. Remember, use the first four takeaways I talk about to really make progress. There are always options. Doing your own research will save you money in the long run and possibly avoid harsh chemical drugs that create side effects harmful to your body. One thing I know about the status quo is they will not give you all the options that exist. Most professionals today do not have a clue what the various choices are. They just repeat what they're taught and what the insurance companies tell them and what they're told to prescribe a medicine or a therapy that the insurance company will approve of and pay for. I often look back at what my Swiss grandmother said, who used herbs for everything. She used to say, "Survival is the name of the game. God gave us everything we need to survive." Many times at some moment at the dinner table conversation, I heard my grandfather say about the obstacles in life, "If you can't go around the wall, then you got to go over it. You can't go through over it. You got to go through it." So when the doctors told me I have to have a liver transplant or I'd die, I chose not to and decided to go through that wall and save my own life. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.